Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a professor talk to new students about an experiment in child development.
In our lab today, we'll be testing the hypothesis that babies can count as early as 5 months of age. The six babies here are all less than 6 months old. You will be watching them on closed-circuit TV and measuring their responses. The experiment is based on the well-established observation that babies stare longer if they don't see what they expect to see. First, we're going to let two dolls move slowly in front of the babies. The babies will see the two dolls disappear behind a screen. Your job is to record in seconds how long the babies stare at the dolls when the screen is removed. In the next stage, two dolls will again move in front of the babies and disappear. But then a third doll will follow. When the screen is removed, the babies will only see two dolls. If we're right, the babies will now stare longer because they expect three dolls, but only see two. It seems remarkable to think that such young children can count. My own research has convinced me that they have this ability from birth. But whether they do or not, perhaps we should raise another question. Should we take advantage of this ability by teaching children mathematics at such a young age? They have great untapped potential, but is it good for parents to pressure young children?
Number 39. What is the experiment designed to demonstrate? Number 40. Which of the baby's reactions would be significant for the purposes of the experiment? Number 41. How does the professor explain the baby's behavior? Number 42. What implication of her research is the professor concerned about?